Hey, it's your sub Chris Laker. That's me. Every day. Every fucking day. I wake up and I record a podcast. And it's not very good. Don't listen to it. If you're still listening, it's not my fault if it's bad. So, I told you. I am in Philadelphia. At the hotel. I am alone. Jacqueline has left. She left earlier this morning. I did wake. This isn't the first time I'm waking up. This is the second time I'm waking up. It's 12:19 p.m. I did wake up at 6 a.m. And Jacqueline got her stuff. It went downstairs to get a lift to the airport to fly to Utah, where she is en route to now, where she's going to host an award ceremony at a college, the University of Utah. They're having an award ceremony, it's like a weird gig, but like college, like it. It's good dough. So, cool. So, it's just midnight at Helium with Mike, which is good. I got a tweet. I mean, it'll be a fun show if you're going. If you're not going, sold out. I got a tweet from Pietro. Let Jacqueline yell comments at you. And you're the main event in all those sold out shows, the way I see it. Oh, Pietro, you're so far from right. I appreciate that, but I'm not the main event. And Mike Birbiglia, let me tell you, I could say a lot of nice things about him, but he's a good dude. But boy, does he sell a lot of fucking tickets. Packed the place. But my parents came last night. First time they saw me do stand-up, they said it was great, they loved it, blah, 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 blah. After 13 years, I let them see me do stand-up. So, but I knew it was going to be optimal conditions, going to be packed. The Helium as a club is like the best. One of the best setups. It's just like a great club. And it was a good time. So it was a very nice time. And, I don't know. That's it. That's all that happened. Great shows. And, this hotel is nice. Although I'm by myself. Yeah, it's just not as much fun. But, I like a hotel. Love a hotel. This is, a Hilton. Or it's the Logan. It's like Hilton trying to be the ace. Ace being like, a chain trying to be, but like boutique, like coolness. I don't know why they call it boutique. It's a chain. It's just like you put a bunch of funky shit around and you play funky music and you're like, I'm boutique, but you're a chain. Boutique to me would be like you got one hotel, but I don't know. Yeah, what am I complaining about? I love all hotels. I've never been in a hotel I didn't love. I love them all. Oh, I think Louis C.K. did a bit about that when he hosted Saturday Live, loving the motels and then hating them. Yeah, but I love them all. Oh, so it's Easter tomorrow. Still getting an episode on Easter. Will that be the first major holiday? Well, it's not even a, it's kind of a major holiday. I remember when I worked at the supermarket years ago. I worked behind the fish counter at a giant supermarket, and the name of the supermarket was Giant. It was moderately sized. It was not that big, but I worked there behind the fish counter, and Easter was one of the days the store was closed, which shocked me because I'm like, it's, you know, I don't know, it just doesn't feel like a day to close up shit. It's so Christian. But they closed it. It's not that, you know, I talked about Easter a bunch yesterday, didn't I? Was that yesterday? Fuck. So, I don't know, everybody have a happy Easter then. I'm not going to talk about it more. I kind of, you know, yesterday was 10 minutes and that seemed like about right. Maybe that's a new, well, it just depends on the day. I just, like, I want to plan more for this show. I really do, but I just can't, I can't do it. I don't have enough time. I do, that's a lie. I have the time, but I'm busy with other things, and then the time that you don't do things, I don't want to fill it with planning for this show, which I should plan. I'm not going to talk more about the show now. I'm just going to look at the news. Let's go on. I'm going to go to Reddit news. Smoking to kill 200 million in China this century. Oh man, that's a bummer. That's the whole reason I quit smoking, because I couldn't afford it. I loved cigarettes, but New York, they jack up the price of cigarettes like $15, right? And I was really broke. And I was like, I can't justify this expense. So I'm going to have to stop. And I did. But it was also the fact it kills you. Which is the which I guess is worse than being broke, it killing you. But it's weird, like that should be the thing, but it was the money. Because I love the cigarette so much. And then when you're smoking, it's easy to say, the logic that gets in, got into my brain, smoking, because I said, smoking's part of my personality. I'm just a guy that smokes, right? And then I think it looks cool. I thought it looked, I always thought it looked cool. I would never say that, but I did. When I lit up a cigarette, I thought, everybody around me knows I'm cool now. I'm smoking a cigarette. So I think that is part of my personality. That's like, I'm a badass kind of guy. I'm laughing at death in the face. It looks cool. It's not going to kill me. I'm going to be one of those guys. Because sometimes you see a guy, like an old person smoking, and you're like, oh man, that dude fucking did it. He really did it. He got all the way there. You know, he doesn't give a shit. And that's what my grandmother did. My dad's mom, she smoked and smoked and smoked and smoked for a long time. And then she quit. But when she quit, she was, I swear to God, she must have been in her 70s when she quit, right? And I think she made it to 82. And they said, you got so much lung cancer, I can't even fucking tell you. Right? She just went in the hospital. She wasn't feeling good. She was staying at my parents' house. And she's like, I couldn't get out of bed. Like, she was fine, then she couldn't get out of bed to go to the hospital. She's dead a week later from all this lung cancer, from smoking all those cigarettes. But I was like, that's kind of a win. 82. And you got to smoke all that time? It's like the only bad thing is she quit at all. So I thought maybe I'd luck out like her. there's no guarantee of that. So my uncle, also my dad's side, he smoked a ton and just dropped dead one day from his heart being fucked up. So it's a crapshoot in my family. It's all genes, man. It's all, who knows? But, yeah, I was like, oh, I'm going to, oh, I was like, I'm cool. I'm not going to die of cancer. It's part of my personality. All this shit. And then once I quit smoking, I'm like, I see people that smoke. I don't think they look cool. I don't think anything. I don't think they look like anything. I think they look European. I assume they're from Europe or something. Or they just look like, it sometimes it looks kind of gross. It depends. During the day, it kind of looks like in the environment. Like if you pull up to a strip mall, and like there's like somebody that works at the Hallmark store, like standing in front of the Hallmark store, like smoking a cigarette. It's like that looks disgusting. It's like to them, it's heaven. I understand that. I used to work in a strip mall, at a supermarket. I'd go outside to smoke a cigarette and be like, this is perfect. This is all I wanted. It's like a little vacation. But people were probably thinking that looks gross. Why is that fucking kid smoking in front of this supermarket? But I'm glad I quit smoking. If you smoke, enjoy it. But you don't. I think you look cool, probably. There are some people smoking, looking cool. For sure. At night at a bar, like out front of the bar smoking, everybody looks cool. So there's that story. White House. Okay, no White House. North Miami cop charged in shooting on autistic man. The cop shot an autistic man's unarmed therapist. That's just fucking. Oof, that's a sad story. I don't want to talk about the cops, man. The cops not. I don't know, man. I was pro the Black Lives Matter. I think that the Black Lives Matter movement was a good thing. I'm not trying to say, I appreciate police officers as well. I'm not like fuck the police. I mean, I like that song. It's a good song. And it's anti-authority, which I am. I'm anti-authority. So I can't be like, it's not that I'm not anti-cop, though, in that way. Because cops, it's just that there is a, I know a few people that joined the NYPD in my lifetime. Not my lifetime. It was in college. Let me think. There was three dudes that joined the NYPD that I knew from around that time, right? One was a good, solid dude that really wanted to help people and didn't like crime. He didn't like crime to a degree that I thought was a little crazy. Because I'm like, not all crime's that big of a deal. But he was about the rules and all that shit. But he's a good dude. Another dude loved to bash people's heads in. Loved it. He went from working at a bar as a bouncer, just fucking people up, to the police academy. The other dude, his dad was a cop. Oh, the bashing heads dude, his dad was a cop too. The good dude's dad was not a cop. It was hard for him to get in to the police academy, but he did. He's now a DEA agent, which I frown upon that. It's like, but he thinks he's doing good things, so I'm not gonna. And then the other dude was somewhere in the middle. He just seemed like his dad did it. He wasn't a smart guy. His dad did it, so he did it. So, you know, there's all different kinds of people in there. That's from my anecdotal evidence, right? That's what that's not a cross-section of the NYPD at all. The fact that I know one dude that was a violent dude, but he's not the only one. But my experience with the NYPD as a white man has been positive. When they were doing stop and frisk, I was the white guy that would get stopped. I got stopped and frisked, I'm going to say 6 times, and that's probably underestimating. But that's because I would walk. I lived in Hell's Kitchen, where there's just a lot of shady shit, and the cops would. I would keep a pen in my pocket, and it was like a Uniball pen, and the clip would be coming over the top of the pocket, and they would think they would always that was their excuse for stopping me every time. He says, "Is that a knife?" And I'd be like, "No, man, it's a pen." And then I had a cop come up from behind me, and then all of a sudden I'm surrounded by cops, and they're like emptying my pockets out and shit. And then they let me go. Other times they took my name and my ID. It's like annoying, except here's the I felt like as a white dude, my experience up until that point with the cops would always be them like letting me go for shit. So I was just like, what's up? Like I don't know, but they, like, it was annoying. I don't like giving my ID up. I don't like getting my, like, the times I got my car searched, that would always be by New Jersey state troopers. They're fucking dicks. New Jersey state troopers are just there to hand out fucking speeding tickets and shit. I guess, you know, it's good in that sense that if they stop like some fucking psycho driver, but they can be real fucking hard-ons, those guys, New Jersey state troopers. But I don't even think of them as cops. They're the car police, and they always were dicks to me. But I don't know what I'm even talking about. But yeah, stop and frisk was fucking weird because it would happen to me a lot, and it was just, I think it was just, if you're walking home at like 3 or 4 in the morning. In that neighborhood, it looks like they just assume you're up to fucking something. I was like, luckily I wasn't smoking weed then that much. I would never have it at all on me, so I would never get busted for that. Because then it wasn't even like a fine. It was, they'd fucking lock you up, those motherfuckers. Locking people up. I don't know. But yeah, I'm not like, I just think the police should be a little more chill, maybe. Well, they don't stop and frisk anymore. And I think they're trying to be more chill. But some of them can be chill, and some of them just, they like yelling at people or whatever. It's a weird dynamic. If you're, if you find yourself in some kind of like situation with a cop where you don't feel like you're being treated fairly, because you're like, this guy can just bash my fucking head in. So it's, I don't know. if I guess you got to say most cops are really good people with a shitty tough job. I think I can say that. Is that I don't. Yeah, I'll say that. But I also understand other people have like some really terrible experiences. This isn't a funny episode. I don't know why I went off on this cop thing, because I saw the news story and I got bummed out, but I should have just fucking moved on. But this is the episode for today. Thank you for listening. I'll talk to you tomorrow. We love you.